Town hall political events are dear to New Hampshire, but not to Donald Trump, who built his campaign on huge rallies. And there were early signs last night that Trump's event in Sandown never aspired to be a true town hall. One was that the audience was invite-only. Another was a poster that asked crowd members who wanted to ask a question to submit it in writing. A third was the presence of Boston radio host Howie Carr to select and ask the pre-submitted questions.
Are you ready? Are you ready to see the next president of the United States, Donald J. Trump?
When Trump himself took the stage, he was quick to downplay the idea that this event, which put Trump's answers on a two-minute clock, was in any way preparation for Sunday's debate.
This has nothing to do with Sunday. We're just here because we just wanted to be here. And, you know, Hillary, frankly, they talk about debate prep. That's not debate prep. She's resting. She's resting. And I want to be with the American people. I want to be with the people from New Hampshire, and she wants to rest.
But the first question of the night was debate-related. Did Trump hold back when he faced Hillary Clinton last week?
Yeah, I did hold back. I thought it was just inappropriate to say what I was really thinking I would say. And I held back, I think for good reason. I'd much rather have it be on policy. And I didn't like getting into the gutter.
Another questioner wanted to know if Trump was upset and felt upstaged by Mike Pence's strong performance in the vice presidential debate.
No, I was so happy. And I mean, I can give you my word on this. I was so happy that Mike did well, and I was rooting him on, and we were talking all during the day, and I was giving him some ideas, and we were running things by each other.
Few questions had anything resembling an edge. One attendee wanted Trump's advice on how to be successful. Do something you're passionate about, he advised. Another wanted to know if he planned to clean house at the FBI and Department of Justice. Yes, he said. A question about the VA was actually submitted by Trump's own veterans advisor and State Representative Al Baldessaro. Trump also took a question posed by Sharon Osbourne of Auburn, who wanted to know what Trump might do to reassure GOP voters who still doubt his conservatism. Trump simply said few voters do and pointed to former Governor John Sununu as proof that he's converting skeptics.
He was tough. I'll tell you what, he was really hunting for Trump. And you know what? I respect somebody that can go the other way. It's not that easy, a pivot, as you would say.
But there was little pivoting going on in this crowd on this night. Attendees seemed pleased to be there. As Sharon Osbourne walked out of the event with her husband, Jason, they both allowed that Trump really didn't answer her question as it was posed, but both agreed the evening had been a success.
Well, that's why they call it practice, I guess. You don't put on the full pads during practice.
It's good to be among friends sometimes, because he certainly doesn't have that a lot of other places he goes, such as in the debates.
That debate takes place Sunday night in St. Louis. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.